Kiribos, I hope all is good. Gevacht, today's daf is Ksubas daf Chof Dalet. And as we've mentioned before, Ksubas is much more linear. I guess Yevamos is pretty linear as well. But you really do have to know or remember, and try in Chazer, the things we've learned previously, right? We said at the beginning of the second parak that it was basically a summary, right? You have to know what was going on at the end of the first parak. And the same is true today. We're going to have a Mishnah over here, and then we're going to basically ask why you need all of the Mishnahs in the Perek, all of the Mishnayos that deal with HaPesha Aser, HaPesha Hitir, and then subsequently some questions about our Mishnahs. So that's what's on topic today. And let's get to it. It says in the Mishnah, V'chein so too, V'chein shnei anashim, Ze Omer Kohen Ani, Ze Omer Kohen Ani. Right? Again, we had said this last time, right? We had said that two women who said that they were captured, right? Whether someone they say Tahora Ani, my friend is Tahora, etc. So that was the last Mishnah here. So some two men. Right? One guy says, I'm a Kohen, and the other guy says, I'm a Kohen. Ein an emenes, right? They're not believed to say that they themselves are Kohanim. But who's Mashem Eidin Azel Zeh? Right? But if they're testifying about each other, so then, Ari Elu Neman and Tanakama holds that they are believed to do what? So Rashi says, right, to give them Juma. Right, so that's the issue over here. We're going to talk about later on today's daf is if you know that someone gets Juma already, does that make him kosher for Yuchsin, right? For kosher, to establish him, for him to who he can marry, etc., etc. We're going to have a couple of shilas like that. If he dochins, if he writes his name as a coin on a star. But for here, right, our purpose is right now in the Mishnah, right, the question is whether you give him Juma or not. So that's what Tanakhama says. If they're testifying about themselves, they're not believed. But testifying about their friend, so then they are believed. Rabbi Yehuda says not so fast. Ein mal l'kun al pi eidecha. Right? We don't say that this guy's a Kohen based on one aid. Rabbi Lazar says ein masai. When do we believe him? When do we not believe him? Meaning, when is it not enough? When is eidecha not enough? B'makom she'esh odorin. That's when people are counter-claiming and saying that he's not a Kohen. But if no one's complaining, then we can trust one witness. And Rishim Megamliel, Ben Skanakwan, he said that we actually do. And obviously we'll have to figure out, not on today's daf, but like how is that different than the Tanakama? Okay. Fine. Vaitre, says the Gemara now. Again, like I said before, a recap of pretty much all the Mishnayos, right, that we've had up until now. So let's just recap quickly. We had a Mishnah, Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitir. The first Mishnah in the Perek was, the guy says, right, that field was your father's, but I bought it from him. The second Mishnah said that, right, the Eidim signing on a star, that that's our signature, but we were forced into it, Onus Hayitzi. Right, and then we had a Mishnah where a woman said that she was Niseis, that she was married, but now that she got divorced. And then we had yesterday's daf, right at the top of today, right, that she was Nishbeis v'tahora ani, but right, she was captured, but she is tahora, right? Again, all that stuff we said was a pesha aser, who a pesha hater. So it says Rashi, it says the Gemara called Hani Lamali. What do you need all these cases for? Right, if you look at Rashi, Tana Masnisin Lashmina Na Pesha Aser or Pesha Hitir, right? Lamali, all these Mishnayos that talk about a Pesha Aser or Pesha Hitir, what do you need all of them for? So the Gemara says, you need all of them. The Tana Modi Rabbi Yeshua, if you would have just had the first Mishnah, right? Again, Rabbi Yeshua agrees by a case of Pesha Aser or Pesha Hitir. So Mishnah Dikadjar Ramona, because the guy could lose money, right? Again, because the guy says, right, if he would not have said it's your father's field, right, that cause him to lose the money, right? Again, there's a risk there. He could say, it's your father's field, but I bought it from him. He could have just said, it's my field. So once the guy is admitting or saying something that could cause him to lose money, so then we say, we say that we agree that, or we believe him. Now, Edom, in the case where the two Edom come and say, that was our signatures, but Onisa, you knew we were forced, that the Leka Duramona, there's not that they're not potentially losing anything, right? It's not their money at stake, it's the star, but they're not the Baldin on the star. So Imalo, you might have thought that we don't believe them. And therefore, we take their two statements separately, and we don't believe the second statement just because they said something in the first statement. V'itana Edim, and if you would have had the second Mishnah, right, the case of the Edim, when he said that signature is ours, but we were forced, Mishnah de la Alma, maybe because they're testifying about other people, right, because they're signing on a star, and that court case doesn't involve them. Aval Iu, de la Nafshe, but in the case where the guy is testifying about himself, right, let's say about the field case, where the field was your father's, but I bought it, right? Again, he's the one at stake here. Say, Malau, you might have not thought, we say, Hapesh Asur, Hapesh Eitur, so that's why we need the first two cases. Okay, V'yashmin and Hani Tarti, if you would have had the first two Mishnayos, Mishim de Mamona, those are monetary cases. Right, aval eshes ish tisura. Right, again, the third case where the woman says, "I was married, but now I'm divorced." That's right, eshes ish. That's isra heter. So emalo, you might have thought we don't say hapesh asur hapesh heter. So therefore, we taught that third case. Gemara says nishpesi yitora ani lamali. Well, isn't the case where the woman says, "I get captured, but I'm tahora"? Right, doesn't that's also a case of right isurim? Right, so what do you need that for? Well, it doesn't say safe, but Mishum to Gabay the Misne, because they wanted to teach the second part. Right, that if after she got remarried, right, that Bo Edim and Edim came and said that she was captured, and therefore you kind of lose the Peshaz or Peshaz there, because now we know she was captured. So a little Tate say, we say that she doesn't go free. So once that's the Chiddush that we need to say. And so we don't need the Peshash or Peshah Yitr necessarily by the woman that was in Nishpes, but we teach that if Edim come, that doesn't ruin the previous Peshash or Peshah Yitr, she's allowed to stay married. So if you remember though, the Gemara, we had a Machokas in terms of what case that was on. Right? So Hanicha, this all works. Right, so the one who says that it was going on the second case, where, i.e., the case of Nishpesi, right, v'tahor anu, that she was captured and she wasn't violated. El lamada misni areisha, but according to the Madamar and the Gemara who says that was going on the first part of the Mishnah, right, that she was married but she got divorced. So then, ma'ikal amemar. So then, there's nothing to say. There's no chiddush. There's no reason for us to teach the case of Nishpesi tahor anu, right? Because the whole chiddush, we said the whole reason to teach for that was because we wanted to say, if Edim come, we don't have to leave. Well, that line is not going on Nishpesi V'Torani. It's going on the first part. So what's the point of Nishpesi V'Torani, according to that Mandamar the Gemara? So Gemara says, you're right. Mishum Zgabay, the Mishnah Shnei Nashim Mishnah Nishbu. Because we wanted to segue into the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Beis, the two women who get captured. So we just kind of lined it up that we just wanted to get from here to there. And that again to teach that Mishnah, right, that they're believed, right, if they say that not about themselves but about each other, that they're believed. So the Gemara says, but what do you need that case for? So the Gemara says, because you might have thought we're concerned for Gomlin, right? Again, we said in the Mishnah that if they testify about each other, that they are believed. Well, you might have thought, well, why are they testifying about each other, that they're Tahar, that they're not violated? Because they're trying to do each other a favor. Right, if I testify about you, you testify about me, maybe then we can marry Kohan and we don't have to worry about it, etc. So Kamash Balance, therefore, where the Mishnah teaches that that's not a concern, we're not worried about them, and they will be believed. And finally, we get to our Mishnah. Okay, so once you have that, why do you need to teach our case? By the two men, by the Kohanim. So Kamar says, Mishum the Gaboy, the Mishnah Palut to the Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbanan. Because we wanted to get to that Machokas, right, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which we'll now going to teach, learn about a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Ani coin, v'chavirai coin. If the guy says, I'm a coin, and my friend's a coin. So Neman lachilu b'tshuma. Right, so he's believed. Right, like the other guy, not about himself. Right, we said that the guy's not believed to say about himself. But if you're telling me that Eidecha is Neman to make the guy a Kohen, so that's what we saw in the Mishnah, that they're able to get him to eat Kohen, to eat Truma. But if Eidecha Neman, let's do Isha. But we're not going to allow him, right, to get married. Right, that's only going to work, right? Actually, you Shlosha until you have three, meaning until you have Gimel, until you have three Eidim. I'm so sorry. No, meaning until you have three, what do you need three? It's not a beis din. Let's take a step back. Let's read that a little better. Tanur Rabbanan under the Braisa. Ani koin v'chavirai koin. I'm a koin. My friend's a koin. Neman lachilu b'tshuma. You're allowed. That's believed. That's again eid echad is believed to allow this other guy, allow Shimon to eat truma. Ve'inu neman lehasiu isha achiu gimel. But to allow him to marry, right? In terms of the lineage, trying to allow him to marry. So then, into the Cheshma families, whatever, etc. Right, so that already you need three about both of them. Meaning you have Reuven, Shimon, and now you need Levi to testify about the two of them. Shnayim midim alzeh. Reuven and Levi testify about Shimon. Shimon and Levi testify about Reuven, and therefore, in that case, right, they can both marry in to the Yuchsin. They can get married, proper marriage. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af inu nema lachilu b'tshuma. Ashiyu shlosha. Right, that there you go. That Rabbi Yehuda, that's our machokas, right, in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, one aid is not even going to allow him to eat shuma. Right, we had said in the first line of that brisa that Reuven is believed to testify about Shimon that he's a Kohen in terms of Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need two Edom. Again, you need Shnei Midim Alzeh, right? That seems to imply, right? Not seems to imply, we'll see in a second, but that seems to that teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda requires two Edom even to eat Truma. So now that seems to imply the Mimra, the Rabbi Yehuda, Chayesh Legomen. That seems to imply that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that if one aid is testifying about another guy, right, if they're testifying about each other, or that they're just doing each other a favor. Right, we're concerned that they're lying, and they're just doing each other a favor. You testify that I'm a Kohen, I'll testify that you're a Kohen, and everything will be good. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be concerned about that, because he requires two aidim. Problem is, we have a machlokas, and the opposite comes out. And of Yuchsin about a Kohen, but by a different case. It's not explained in the Mishnah. Hachamarim shenech tesula ir. If you have donkey drivers, they're bringing grains and produce to a city. V'amar echad mehen. One guy says, Sheli chadash v'shel chaverai yashan. My grain is new, but my friend's grain is old. Sheli inu matukan. My grain is not fixed, which means it didn't take trumas and maizros, but shel chaverai matukan. But my friend's grain has taken trumas and maizros. Now, again, whatever, there's a big machlokas here, what chadash and yashan means. New, what's the new versus old? Everybody agrees, though, that the guy is saying that his own produce is bad and his friend's produce is good. Now, what's chadash versus yashan? So Rashi over here quotes two possibilities, and then Tosos, I take it back. Rashi over here says that his grain is new, and therefore it's not dried out enough, and you need more dried out grain not to make flour. Tosos, if you look at Tosos Shali, so he says that Rashi later in the Masechta says that it's talking about the Korban Omer, that my grain is chadash, meaning that it's still usher until you bring the Korban Omer, but my friend's grain is yashan, which is mutter to eat right now. And he quotes another shita that says it's talking about Shemitah. Right, okay, fine, ready, you have all these shitas, but everybody agrees that the guy is saying that my grain is bad, my friend's grain is good, and so the Bryce says, Enoneman. Tanakama says, Enoneman. We don't believe him. Because we assume he's playing a game, that in this city, they're all traveling together. In this city, I'll say that your grain is good, so people will believe me. Next city, you'll say that my grain is good, and people will believe you, right? And we'll both do well. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Neman. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we do believe him. So he seems to imply that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's not concerned for this gomlin, for this kind of reciprocating, doing a favor type thing. So I mean, what's the difference between the case of these people selling grain and the yuchsin of Kohanim? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Rav, simple, Uchlev is a shita. You got to flip the shitas in the brisa. Abai Omar, Abai says, lo tipach, no, b'demai hekilu is, no, you don't need to flip the shitas because by Demai, again, we don't know what type of produce this is, what's the status, so Chazal will make you. Because Rov Amehar is Maizrenei, because Rov, most of the Amaratsim, right, do take Trumas and Maizr, so they will make you by his Demai. And therefore, when the guy says the other guy's grain is Metukan, is fixed, is good grain, they took Trumas and Maizr, so we can believe him, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's great, but Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, okay, that's great. So you fixed the Rabbi Yehuda. You explained to me why Rabbi Yehuda is Mako by the case of selling grain. But you didn't fix why the Chachamim are Machmir in that case and Mako by the case of Yuchsin. So Elis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokasha, get the Shanina. Okay, and Echanami. So that's the answer for Rabbi Yehuda. But what's the answer for the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, Lokasha, Kedam, Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva. Because you can use the answer of Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva. And he says, Bishikli Emnaso Biyodo. When they have their Kalim out, in their hands, when they have their utensils in their hands, what does that do? What does that help? Because that is meaning they're going to be more machmir because we see that he's trying to sell something, and we'll see in a second. We'll explain exactly what that means. But basically, we see Hakanami Bishakli Umnaso Biyado. Meaning they said this answer in another case, and we're explaining it over here. Clearly, if the guy is selling it, we know this is some scam going on. There's a traveling marketplace, and that he's trying to sell your grain here, and I'll sell my grain next stop. So we're concerned for Goldman, we're concerned, the Chachamim are more concerned that they can do each other a favor. Where do we say that? Meaning, where was the original context of that answer that we can apply it over here? Where did he say that? This is where he said it. The time, because we learned the Mishnah is in Taros. Hakedar, right? Whenever you learn Taros, you always get nervous, but okay, not such a bad mission over here. But Hakedar, Sheiniach Kederosov, Viyara Lishtos. Hakedar is a guy who makes pots, Rashi says he is a chaver, a Talmud Chacham. He knows his halachos, so he puts down all of his pottery and whatnot, and he goes down to get a drink from the river, like he's having parentheses or whatever. So hapnimis tahoros vachitzonos tameos. The inner pots are tahor, and the outer pots. Why don't tell me? Right, and then we'll explain exactly what's going on. What's going on in a second? Right, Vatanya did with them the brisa elu elu tomatoes. That both of them are tame. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva, Bishikli Am Naso Biyado. No, this is the, when are they both tame? When the guy has right his selling utensils out. Right, he's selling. He has his scale and he has his the things he uses to sell. Because in that case, right, if the guy's selling all his pots. Everybody's going to hand their hands in it. All the passersby are going to touch it. We assume someone who was Tamei Mago, whatever, right, touched his kelim. I've had Tanya Eilu Eilu Tahoros, but didn't we learn that all of them are Tahor? Again, he explained that when he's not, when he doesn't have his merchant kelim with him, and he's not clearly selling it. So not, people are not going to touch it, right? People are not going to touch stuff that's not for sale necessarily. Okay, but if the case where he has his kelim out, everything is tamei, and he doesn't have his kelim out, everything is tahor, so what's the case in the Mishnah where it's half and half, that the inner is tahor and the outer is tamei? So Gemara just answers, the smicha l'rishus harabim, where those kelim are up against the rishus harabim and it's packed and people are walking and spilling over onto the sides, because people are going to touch it, right? They're going to have spillover from the rishus harabim, people are going to kind of brush their kelim, people who are tamei are going to have their clothes brush against these kelim, so the outer ones are tamei and the inner ones are tahor. But tachlis is, that's the case, that's the makor, where we said Bishop Klayam Nasu Biodo, it's clear that he's going to sell stuff, so that we know over there it's clear he's going to sell stuff, so something over here. If it's clear that he's going to be selling his grain, so then we're concerned for Gomlin, for people doing each other favors so they can make sure to sell all the produce. Okay, V-boy Sema, or another answer. That why is there a split between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Really, the standard machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh for Gomlin, and nothing to do with Gomlin, I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with Gomlin. I mean, the machlokes simply is, but over there by Chuma, over there by the Kohen, as to whether you need two Eidim or one Eid, is whether you go up from Truma to Yuchsin. Sorry, nothing to do with Gomlin. But that if you're going to say that someone who eats Truma is allowed to be Miyuchas or Zerai to marry into the Yuchsin, etc. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, is if you look at Rashi right across, Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who eats Truma is allowed to be Becheskes Kohen. So therefore, right, we're going to initial to allow him to eat Truma, we're going to have the highest standard of entry, right? We're going to need two Edom. But the Chachamim don't necessarily allow someone who eats Truma to just all of a sudden be, you know, be married off like he's a Kohen. So therefore, the Rabbanim don't require the highest level, the highest bar of entry in order to eat Truma. Therefore, they're going to allow him to eat Truma based on aid echad. Okay, by the way, that's following Shaila. Once we're talking about that, ma'ula halos mishtaros liyuchsin. What about going from shtar to yuchsin? Meaning we have this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether someone who eats Truma can all of a sudden marry into, you know, as a Kohen would. And they can assume that he's a Kohen for Yuchsin. Right? Again, we had this Chumrah by Yuchsin, right? We said before a couple times in the Masechta that we're extra Machmer by Yuchsin. So what's the deal? Let's say the guy writes in a shtar that he's a Kohen. Is that good enough to make him Miyuchas as a Kohen? So Kumar says, well, Hechidami, what do you mean? What's the case where he writes in a shtar? Ilay me d'ksiv be, ani ploni Kohen, chasamti, aid, meaning if the guy himself is writing, signing on a shtar, and Shlomo ben Yosef HaKohen aid, so man kamasidale, so no one is testifying about him, so that can't be, it doesn't make sense, no one's testifying in the shtar that he's a Kohen, he's just writing his own handwriting, so he could say he's a Kohen all he wants. So Kohen says, lo, tzricha d'ksivbe ani ploni Kohen, levisi mona mi ploni. He is one of the Bali demon in the star, and he lent money to someone else, and he said, "Ah, me, Shlomo ben Yosef." I don't know why this name is coming up, but Shlomo ben Yosef Karkoin lent money to this other guy, and then v'chasim esade, and there are witnesses on the star. So what's the deal? Amanishav star who come esade. What are the witnesses signing on the star? Are they testifying just on the $100 that the guy lent him? Oh, Dilma, or maybe a Kula Melzikam is Hadi. Maybe they're testifying about every single thing in the star, and they're testifying that this guy is a Kohen. So Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Chadam, Rav Malan, Chadam, Rav Malan. So sure enough, Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Chista. What about if the guy does duchens? The guy duchens every day. So now are we going to say that he's a totally fit kohen? We're going to miyuchas him for a kohen family? So tiboy lemanda amar malan b'shuma liyuchsin v'tiboy lemanda amar ein malan. Meaning this, then this shaila works regardless of what you hold by truma to yuchsin. Because tiboy lemanda amar malan, right? You could still ask the shaila about duchening if you hold that you can be malin, you can go from someone who takes truma to being a miyuchas kohen. Behani mili truma davon misahi. Because by truma, it's you violate truma. You truma again, very underrated. If a person who's not a kohen eats truma, it's chayv misa. So yeah, he's going to be careful. So therefore, he must be a miyuchas kohen. Av misis kapayim. What's duchenin? The Isra say someone who's not a kohen gets up there. It's very random, but like, dude wants to duchen. I don't know. So Yisrael gets up there and duchens. The Isra say so. We're not going to necessarily, you know, okay, fine, whatever. He'll just deal with it. So we're not going to necessarily say that guy's a kohen. Anybody who's eating truma, if you're not a kohen eating truma, you have misa. So we assume they're all kohanim. But someone who duchens, okay, some random maniac got up there and duchen. We're not going to say necessarily that he's a kohen. Oh, Dilmor, maybe Loshna, or maybe there's no difference. So Tibay Lamadamara in Malin, and according to the one who says, we can't just assume that everybody eats truma is a kohen. It's also a shayla about duchen, because animili truma de misach lebetzina. Because truma, what happens? Truma, you eat in your home. Right? Nobody sees that. Avon this is kapayim, but bevarhesia. But you're duchening in front of everybody. Where you're going to get up there if you're a random Yisrael? Right? You're going to get up there. You're going to duchen, and then on Monday you're going to get shlishi. Like sugar. But no one's going to do that. See, live kohen with the gulei high. Hello, machtif inish nafshei odim aloshna. Right? A guy's not going to be that much of a mechutzav to get up there if he's not a kohen, or maybe not. So Rav Chista, sure enough, Rav Chista and Rav Avina, different mandamers here, right? Not Rav Huna, Rav Chista, but Rav Chista and Rav Avina, Chan Amar Malin, Chan Amar Ein Malin. So it's a machlokas, Rav Chista and Rav Avina. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava, Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava, Ma'al L'Halos B'Nesiz Kapayim L'Yuchsin. Right, what's the halacha? So Amalei, plug to Rav Chista and Rav Avina. Yeah, so like we just said, it's a machlokas, Rav Chista and Rav Avina. So they said, okay, they're back to okay, but Hilchas Amai. What's the halacha? So Amalei, he said to them, I don't know, but Anam Asnisa Yadana. I know a braisa. Titania Rabbi Yossi Omer, they said the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kedola Chazaka. A Chazaka is tremendous, meaning that there's a koach of a Chazaka based on the Pazuk, meaning that you can't change anything, right? Rashi says over here, right? You can't change your person's Chazaka necessarily without any compelling evidence. Shneamar, because the Pazuk says, has a very long Pazuk. Pazuk is in, where is it? Is it Nehemiah or? Trying to find it. Where's my Torah? Or it's in Ezra. It's talking about the Olei Bavel, right? It says Bnei Kohanim, Bnei Chavia, Bnei Akutz, Ben Barzilai, right? Those three families. Asher Lakach Mibros Barzilai Giladi Isha VeKriya Al Shemam Elu Bakshu Kisram Hamisiachshim V'Lo Nimsu. Right? They tried to find right these types of yichus, and they couldn't find it, right? And therefore VeYigalu Menakuna, they were exiled, right? Meaning they were puzzled from the Kahuna, right? Again, when the Bnei Gola came up to the second base of Mikdash, where a lot of the people had intermarried in Bavel, Rachman al Tzlan, so they had a lot of puzzled Kahunas, right? Again, that becomes a halal. You can't serve a base of Mikdash. So you had a lot, all these families were not good Kohanim. Vayomer Hatrashta, or Hatir Sharsa, or whatever, Hatir Shasa, that is also, that's Nehemiah, if I'm not mistaken, right? Again, that's Nehemiah, because he was the one who was the drinker of the wine before the kings in either Bavel or in Persia, I don't remember. I think in Bavel, let's say. Anyways, they called him Hatar Shasta. So he said to them, "Asher lo yochlu mi kodesh hakodeshim ad amod kohen lorim v'tumim." And he said that they should not eat kodesh kodeshim, and they shouldn't eat karbanos until they were able to go to the lorim v'tumim, and kind of, I guess, that would sort out whether they were proper coin or not. But Tachlis, again, that he shouldn't eat, what did he say? That Nehemiah said he shouldn't eat korbanos, right? But the implication is that he could eat truma. And Amalahem, he said to them, Hare etem b'chez kasan, right? You're with your chazaka, right? But mea isem ochlem begola b'kashay gvul. Right? What would you eat in galus? You would eat truma. B'kashay gvul, that's talking about truma. Right? Afkan b'kashay gvul zazot too, you can eat truma. So Pasha says he was having al-chez kasan, right? They had a chazaka. That's what he said. How great is a chazaka? They would eat truma. But you could see, right, the kohanim, who were not necessarily mityuchas, would eat truma. So we see that, you know, clearly that you should be nervous. And if you'll tell me that you could go from duchening Atel Yuchsin, when Hani came unto Parsi Yadayu, since these Kohanim, right, again, what were they doing? They were assumed to be Kohanim, right? They would do Duchening, right? So Asu Lasukinu, right? But they weren't necessarily, they were able to go up and become Miyuchsin. So why wouldn't, meaning theoretically, that they should be able to, but they didn't. Again, the idea was that you should stay and eat truma, which you've been eating, but you shouldn't eat korbanos. And the implication is that they also had been duchening, but they wouldn't let them eat korbanos. So clearly we see that we don't go from duchening and slash eating truma to someone who's miyuchas lekohanim. So Gemara just says, shani acha, the diriya chazkayu. No, that's different, because their chazaka was lousy. Right? The enechanami, they were eating, meaning that they were kohanim who were eating korbanos. We saw there were kohanim who were eating korbanos, and then we saw kohanim that were not eating korbanos. So everybody knew that they had a shayla in their yuchsin. But by benching, I mean, there was a split between people who ate korbanos and truma on the one hand, and people who only ate truma. So it was very clear. But people who were benching, who were duchening, right? Nobody knew necessarily that they were miyuchas. You know what? I take it back. How do you say this? I apologize. That's not it. That's not it, or that is it? But yeah, no, that is it. I take it back. I mean, since there was a split between people who were eating korbanos and truma versus people who were eating just truma, right, so that everybody knew about that. But people who went up to duchen, meaning no one necessarily no one necessarily was going to assume that they were miyuchas, because there was no split between miyuchas and the not miyuchas. But if there's no issue. I have to close that last line. I'm not sure exactly what that last line means, but the Gemara continues. So we'll have to explain it tomorrow. Mitz Hashem. Sorry, apologize for the lack of clarity over there, but we'll dive into tomorrow, because this Gemara does continue. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.